Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAA WorkTrucks.com.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Meatball. Re-record.
You are a dick.
My name is Mark Chagall.
Bird.
Fantastic.
It's at 3 o'clock, I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Sox.
Get
out of here, cat. Parking garage. The blue light. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Nick Jamelli's dad, Mark, is an expert on all things recliner. He has amassed quite a collection of them. He sleeps on them. He drinks on them. He says he makes ungodly sounds on them. And he'd always dreamed, he's a one-bedroom apartment in the North End, he's always dreamed about having a fourth recliner.
I mean, you're king of the hill if you've got four recliners in the North End.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your dad had to buy socks for me. Maybe if he wasn't so into being better than everyone with his recliners, he could afford socks.
So we called him Anthony Sockefeller.
Yeah, I'm a Sockefeller. All right, so it's been a wild trip in the limousine out to Saugus to Bernie and Phil's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to enter, Rich?
Yeah, we joined them in the limo pulling into Saugus.
Okay, who hasn't been excited pulling into Saugus? And here we go.
Calhouns!
Wow!
Calhouns?
Calhouns, yeah. Fantastic. Best Chinese food north of Boston.
Do you know Andy Wong?
I've met Andy over the years. Yes, I have.
Oh, my goodness. The original OG Kowloon crew.
He is. Did you say Kowloon or?
Calhouns.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. McDonald's, look at them arches.
You're not far off.
A Walgreens. Yikes.
So you guys go way back?
We go way, way back. Yep.
So we're almost to Bernie and Pills.
Kelly's Roast Beef. Another one of my favorites.
So yeah, we're almost there.
My heart is pounding. Eighth. There it is. Bernie and Phil's. Comfort, quality, and price. That's nice.
Oh, I forgot to ask. The container that's holding your...
So he's going down the street of dreams. You know.
Kelly's Roast Beef.
So he's got that.
Calhouns.
Oh, look at those arches. I've always heard about it.
The golden banana. Oh, DB's golden banana. I remember when DB took over.
Ah, the golden banana, Nicholas. I used to have my own recliner right next to the stage.
The cabaret. Legs and eggs every Thursday.
Look at Hooters. Look at it. It's a double entendre. They don't only mean owls, they also mean bulbs, Nicholas. Ah.
Kelly's Roast Beef.
Does he ever leave?
I know. It's like we just got like out of prison.
Yeah, it's or like he was blind and they just were able to get him to see again.
Wow, traffic.
Oh, I forgot to ask, the container that's holding your Manhattan, what does it say?
World's best dad.
All right. You ready, Dad?
I'm ready. Good morning.
Hi.
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm walking.
Carol. So nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I work with Bernie and
Phil. I love Bernie and Phil.
I'm good.
I have for years.
Hi, Mark. I'm with Southern Motion. Shell Spiker.
Terrific.
And I'm Eric with Bernie and Phil.
Bernie and Phil. They're a great couple. They always have been.
Yeah. Well, thank you,
sir. I can't thank you. They're lovely.
Their love story is an inspiration to us all.
Okay.
Like me and my recliner.
Yeah, Barney, what, what kind of recliner do you sleep in? It must be anything you want. Barney, your recliner, oh, my, your home. I bet your home is 17 recliners big. With a floating recliner for the pool.
So it's at Calhoun's, that's the Irish / Chinese restaurant on Route 1.
I'm in heaven, leave me alone. Now let's stop the small talk and get to the recliners. Oh, you're a lovely couple.
I can't thank you enough. I really am. As a man who's a connoisseur of recliners.
Absolutely.
I'm looking for the new phase. How's business been?
Very well.
Good.
Very busy.
Good. I love your ads on TV with the old movies. Oh, yeah. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Now it's time. Now we get down to business. Time to get down to brass tacks. So he walks in, and the people at Bernie and Phil's have set up a line of recliners for him to set up. I mean, this is like mind-blowing stuff.
Okay.
He gets in there, and like, this is the moment of truth. They have already done most of the work for them and said, here you go. Nick, just holding up your hands, like, how many recliners did he have to choose from? And I think they said he could have, like, taken other ones if he wanted to, but there were, like, about maybe 7 or 8 that they specially pulled aside for him, like, the best of the best.
All right. So, I mean, and he's in a store full of recliners.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like this is the top shelf. All
like,
right?
This is Scrooge McDuck falling into a sea of gold coins.
Right. This is his happy place.
You know, just for safety's sake, was he wearing any kind of protective gear in case he passed out?
You joke.
I'll bring in a defibrillator.
This is beautiful. Look at this place.
By the way, this is when he was in Rome. He took a side trip to Rome. Oh, look at, I've seen the Sistine Chapel, but that's nothing.
I went to the Bernie and Phil's in Saugus. You ever been there before? Blow your mind. Here we go.
You don't need no passport to go to Bernie and Phil's.
This is beautiful. Look at this place.
Whoa, this is going crazy.
This is beautiful. Look at this place.
Just in case my heart stops, does anybody have any paddles?
Oh, yeah.
You said it. You called it.
Yeah.
Just in case. Bring them back to life.
Wow. Look at these, huh? These are beautiful.
So we have an assortment here for you. We have a couple different features in them. They're all power reclined, so it makes it real easy. You don't even have to do any work. You just push a button, and it goes right to the spot for you.
That's what I told him the future is.
That's right. Why don't we start you over here in this leather
chair? You ever see the Jetsons? That's the future. You know, when they landed on the moon, they couldn't figure out how to get a recliner. You know, there's artificial intelligence in these recliners. You press a button, it goes where you need to go.
That's how they work now.
Yep.
Why don't we start you over here in this leather chair? I mean, you just try them all. They're all kind of like shoes. You got to find the ones that fit you the best.
All right.
All right.
Hang on, real quick, I just had to say, well, that's good that I got Anthony's socks.
That's just the case. He blended up his socks. That's right.
Just try them all. They're all kind of like shoes. You got to find the ones that fit you the best.
All right.
All right.
All right. Do I keep my pants on or do I take them off?
Never make
like at home.
Keep your pants on.
Okay.
How do you know?
What just happened?
I got to put my tidy whities on to get to know him intimately.
He wants to try out his recliner like he's in it like 90% of the time, and that's just pants off, baby.
Can I lay in a leather one with no pants on so I stick to it?
So you can make that sound?
I love. Oh, that's a new recliner smell. Oh. Just these. Oh, that's the stuff. I don't know if you put anything on these, but that new recliner smell.
Oh, how great would that have been if just like his instinct took over and it was just like.
Ah, yeah, recliner.
Yeah, he goes, you know,
do I keep my pants on or do I take them off?
Like at home?
Keep your pants on.
Ah.
Yeah, that I look at that black recliner. It's got a button that you can push to make sure that your tush is comfortable. Loving that recliner, yeah, baby. Recliner. Just give me a moment.
All right, let's stop. Let's break here because there's only a minute. And okay. Then when we come back, more of Mark Gemelli at Bernie and Phil's,
mm-hmm.
learning all about the new technology that's involved in recliners that he sees in Recliner Quarterly, the magazine that he subscribes to. We will have all that for you.
Do I keep my pants on or do I take them off? Like at home?
You keep your pants on.
And rubbish. Mark Gemelli's got a new recliner. A chair whose cushions he'll sleep up above.
I sleep on a recliner.
You gotta remember when you make a meatball.
All the meatballs will go.
The number one ingredient is love.
You gotta put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
Parking garage, blue light.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Mark Gemelli, Nick Gemelli's dad, is a man of great humor. He loves a lot of things, but there's nothing he loves more than recliners. He has three in his one-bedroom apartment in the North End. He's expressed an interest in getting a fourth, so the good people at Southern Motion and Bernie and Phil's allowed him an opportunity to go there and pick out a recliner. He has been in a limousine. We learned that his friend Anthony let him borrow some socks from him because he's the one with the nice socks. Anthony, not too shabby himself, has two recliners.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners?
Yeah.
So get out of here. And then we learned that Mr. Gemelli uses recliners as a system of measurement.
Yep, he does.
I could fit four recliners in this thing.
But when he's talking about the limousine. So here he is at Bernie and Phil's and learning about recliners.
How do you normally sit in this chair?
Yeah, like, you know.
Have a seat.
Yep. You can tell quality the moment you touch it. You feel the arms. It really
kind of tasting your meatballs, you can taste the quality.
Oh, well. I do. I do half turkey and meatballs. And for the feast, I do about 1,000 of them.
If I do say so myself. You know, yeah, you mentioned meatballs. Here's a bunch of crap you don't care about.
Like he brought it up. He's like, hey, you know what? You're dying of talking my language.
Yeah, all right. You know, listen, now I know you're the big shot here, but I got my own story. You know, St. Anthony's feet. I think when he gets like low voice, St. Anthony's
feet. Yeah, it's when he gets serious, you know.
You know, I do 1,000.
I'm just wondering, can I be laid out and buried in this chair? Yeah. Is there any way to keep the power on? You know?
Look who just arrived.
Bird, my other son!
Hey. Who I never met! Oh, Bird, I love you. We never met.
He loves you, Bird.
Oh, yeah, man. You're so much better than Nick.
Oh, jeez.
Ah, Bird! Ah, you live at home like a good boy.
Did anyone say we all want Bird's life?
Yeah. Everything taken care of you. You don't care about much because you're too dumb.
That's not very nice.
What?
Mark Gemelli?
Yeah, listen, I've had a few Manhattans.
Yes, you have.
Hey, how are you?
Good, you?
Fine.
Good. Good chair?
Tell me he isn't handsome, huh? Do we look alike or what?
Yes.
He's handsome. Yes. I got my chair. Let me show you.
He's showing Bird the chair right now.
It's got everything.
Everything?
Heat. I don't have to turn the heat on anymore in the apartment.
Awesome.
It will warm me up. And the lumbar and the massage, great for mixing Manhattans.
Good,
absolutely fantastic.
Let's sit there and shake.
Yes.
You're sweating all over this chair right now.
I know.
Don't worry,
your head is so red. Why?
Oh, I was running all over the place looking for you guys.
I just look in the background. Mark's like running around.
No, Bird's the one running around.
No, I thought Bird's sitting in the chair and Mark's in the background just like,
But he said, why are you sweating? Because I was running around looking for you guys. I mean, it's a big store.
And Phil's is big.
Yeah.
Mark is just running around going,
look, what? Look at that shit. Oh, boy.
Right. It's like someone showing up for Vegas the first time. Just,
look at that. It's got all the bells and whistles.
I got here like five minutes ago.
Place.
No, I saw the limo in the back, so I went in that way. Then it said handicap accessible. I'm like, oops, I couldn't walk in that way.
So you finally get to meet Bird.
You can't walk in the door that says handicap accessible?
Okay. See, I would think it would be more accessible for everyone.
I think that means everyone can get in. It's just you press a button and the door opens.
So you finally get to meet Bird. How exciting is this for you?
Handsome. Right. I didn't realize. Nobody told me how good looking you were, you know?
Appreciate
wow.
It.
Not like the piece of garbage that came out of my wife.
There's the Nick.
Ever seen the movie Twins?
There's the Nick response.
Next to DeVito.
Did you see how, like, just Nick is just like, okay, Dad.
Oh, Bird! Let's kill Nick. You move in with me. I was wondering, could I get buried in this recliner? And maybe we take some lime and put it on Nick. Bird, my other son!
Hey. All right. Well, all right, Rich.
So they picked out the recliner, and they found an amazing one. Now, I edited out about 15 minutes. I mean, he went through all of them, and he loved them, and he couldn't have been the people at Bernie and Phil's couldn't have been nicer. I mean, they walked him through everything, and then he finally makes his decision and wants to say farewell to the people at Bernie and Phil's.
My dad is bragging.
All right, stop. Okay, so he's already left. I'm sorry, he's done it. So this is after they've returned home. They've taken the limo back to the North End, but the party's not going to stop. All right.
Oh boy,
Mark Jamelli is high on life. All right, so he says, Nick, we're going out to an Italian lunch, and I'm going to talk to some of my friends about. They're never going to believe what just happened. So here is Nick's dad, Mark, at a North End Italian restaurant with a lot of Mark's friends sitting around.
Okay, here we go.
My dad is bragging about that he got a free recliner today.
You got a free recliner?
I got a free recliner today.
Where did you get it?
At Bernie and Phil's in Saugus.
No way.
I did.
Huh?
It's like cold fusion.
What you telling me? You think you're better than me with your recliner?
Yeah.
That's not Anthony Two Recliners. That's not him.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, that's right. Tony, we'll get the recliners. Get the recliners.
I think we got to pull a job on Jamelli's house. He's got a new recliner.
Better board up the windows.
I wouldn't be too vocal about that new recliner of yours. Hate for something to happen to it, like pasta sauce spilling on it.
Well, the meatballs fall out of here.
And the boys from the radio station set the whole thing up. They sent a limousine to my house.
Right.
They had me brought to Bernie and Phil's, and I picked out their newest version of a recliner that's got massage, lift the head, lift the legs.
Now, where Bernie and Phil's? In Saugus?
On Saugus.
Number one.
A young man named Eric. Yeah, right. And he was fabulous there.
That's great.
Yeah.
So now you can watch TV.
Watch all my sports.
Right.
And my new recliner.
And it does what? It does everything.
My God, it does more than my wife ever did.
While Nick is sitting there.
This is the scene where he's moving up the ranks.
Jesus.
Oh, I'll tell you, 2018 was a great year. It was all games, meatballs, and recliners. I was living large in the North End. There was no recliner too nice for the Jamelli apartment. My good-for-nothing son Nick put something together. I rode in a limousine. Those were heady times.
3 years later, he's driving a car all sweaty with a helicopter following him.
I got addicted to recliners.
Pretty soon I was borrowing off loan sharks. It was never enough.
He goes to Bernie and Phil's, they walk him through the back of the warehouse.
I know I'd go from right to return.
Then I got hooked on the stuff. I had a storage space just for my recliners. I could watch my sports on them.
Gotta get one of those.
You guys listen.
John. Nick works for 98.5, the sports hub. Toucher and Rich. So he's on every morning from 6 to 10 with those guys. But they have me call in every day.
Right.
And now they're doing Mark Cimelli Christmas carols. Okay. So they've taken my voice and some of the terrible things I say about meatballs, because I make the meatballs for the feast out of my apartment.
Yeah, don't hurt our meatballs.
They're not as good as your meatballs, I'm telling you.
You are the loudest person.
Wait, so was there an argument about who made the better meatballs?
No, I don't think it was a bargain. I think it was just like, don't mess with the meatballs. Like, that's when stuff got serious.
Yeah.
He's like,
No, it's all good.
No, don't mess with the meatballs there.
No, that's okay.
And but meanwhile, Nick is just so audibly depressed.
Well, then Nick's just like, he's at this point, he's just over it.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah, Dad.
But he went to Bernie and Phil's, now he's getting treated to a beautiful lunch.
Mm-hmm, he is.
Oh, you are the loudest person in this restaurant right now.
I want you to understand, I'm the third generation coming to this restaurant. Bernie and Phil's, right?
The best.
The best.
All right. Now I'm gonna go by there myself to look at the cheese.
You got
to
go in. You got to go in.
I'm going to get it for free. If I mention your name, will I?
I don't know. You never know. Miracles happen at Christmas, John.
You are so loud.
So they send a limo bigger than my first house.
Oh, Mark Cimelli.
Somebody said, one day I went food shopping with my father and all my dad's friends took the groceries up for me. They did it out of respect because my dad has four recliners. Oh, man.
Handsome. I did it. I got a free recliner ticket at Bernie and Phil's in Saugus.
No way.
I did.
Maybe I go up to Bernie and Phil's in Saugus. Maybe they gave me a deal.
Not so fast.
They had me call in every day.
Right.
And now they're doing Mark Cimelli Christmas carols.
Oh, man. Well, God bless you. God bless the good people over at Bernie and Phil's. And matter of fact, you know what? There's some credits that need to roll, Fred. Do you have that final clip right here? All right, Mark Cimelli, there's a lot of people to thank. Take it away.
This is his recliner Oscars.
Dad, you picked out your recliner. Any closing thoughts?
Well, I'm rejuvenated, and I'm very humbled by it. I want to thank everybody here at Bernie and Phil's in Saugus. They've been fantastic. A special reach out to Eric at Bernie and Phil's here in Saugus. I want to thank Southern Motion. Their chairs of recliners are fabulous. And I want to thank Expo Limo out of Danvers. I'll try to be using you in the future.
So you're very happy with everything.
My feet aren't touching the ground, Nicholas. That's how excited I am. My feet aren't touching the ground. I've never felt a recliner so beautiful as the one I was in.
Oh, that's all you want to hear.
There it is.
Really, that's all you want
to
hear.
You
right
have
there.
Delivered Christmas magic to the North End. Oh.
Nicholas, I always believed in a higher power, but now I'm sure.
Merry Christmas, Mark Cimelli.
There you go.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two?
I went from borrowing socks from Anthony two recliners. If you would only say shaking hands at Bernie and Phil's.
Quality, comfort, and price. That's nice.
All right. Well.
Kelly's roast beef. Kelly's roast beef. Do I keep my pants on, or do I take them off? Like at home.
Keep your pants on.
God bless you, Mark. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
There you go. Mark Cimelli.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful rest of the year. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
Meatballs. Three recliners.
recline.
You are a dick.
My name is Mark Chagall. Bird. Fantastic. It's at 3 o'clock. I have my first man having.
Go Red
Sox. Dutcher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We just played a Mark Jamelli Christmas.
You know what? I just aspire to be more like Mark Jamelli. Just in the positivity and
happy about everything.
About everything.
Yeah.
Sheldon, you work at Bernie and Phil's.
I actually work for Southern Motion, but okay. I got to tell you guys that when I heard this back in September, we started working on this with your promotions department and getting this together. And even on Thursday, when I'm listening to you guys in the morning with him, I'm still thinking, I know this is a promotion and it's kind of a shtick kind of thing. It's not shtick. That guy is so genuine, so real, and absolutely so hysterical. It was an absolute pleasure to work with him yesterday.
Yeah, there's people who, they ask whether he's, like, real or this is someone we created, and you can obviously attest to that is not the case.
Right. Nick's dad is a brilliant character.
It's as real as it gets, and, like, everything that comes out of his mouth, I'm like, oh, my God, where did that come from? It's absolutely hysterical.
No, when he asked if he could take off his pants, at any point did he reach for his belt as if the action was going to happen?
Well, I asked him, I said, didn't you say Mark was conceived in a recliner? And he said, I think he was. So, yeah. Or not Mark, Nick.
Yeah. And I'll have to tell you, too, Sheldon, I listened to the entire thing. I mean, it was like 70, almost 80 minutes worth of audio, and you guys couldn't have been nicer to him. So thank you for doing that. He really is. And, like, I'm telling you, Fred, he makes noises when he sits in the chair. Like, ooh, ah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, maybe we can get some B-roll of that. Now, how depressed was Nick the whole time he was there, Sheldon?
He was, like, almost melting into the floor the whole time he was there. He was, like, waiting for everything to come out of his mouth.
Yeah, he was... probably, why is my dad getting all this attention? All right, well, thank you, Sheldon.
Hey, Sheldon, thanks for everything, man. We appreciate all that.
Thank you, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Jimmy, hello.
Hey, guys. So I don't think Nick realizes how connected his father is.
Oh, yeah?
I went to that restaurant, and I mentioned that I thought my meatballs were better, and I woke up the next morning with Tony Two Chairs in my recliner with a crowbar.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe next year Anthony is soon.
Somebody said, first you get the recliners, then you get the power.
Yeah. It's as simple as that.
That's how it works. Oh, man.
All right, so the new news is that Urban Meyer has retired from Ohio State. His last game will be on the game against...
New Year's Day, Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl game.
Anybody checked on Burt?
No.
How's Burt Breer doing?
Well, Ryan Day, 39-year-old offensive coordinator, will take over the team. Now, this is...
He was the interim. Remember, Meyer was suspended the first three games of the season. He was the interim head coach anyway.
And this, remember, Urban Meyer, I don't know what his situation and how different it is now, but he resigned from Florida in 2009 due to chest pains, and then he returned the next season to Florida, and then he retired in 2010 and then sat out a season and went with the Buckeyes. So...
See, I didn't realize that there was a health thing that's behind his retirement. That's what they're saying now?
Yeah.
Okay. But there was a health thing before around his retirement.
I'd forgotten about the chest pains. I think this is a different health pain.
Right.
And apparently there was video of him crouched over the sideline in a lot of pain. And now you have a lot of experts, including the sports pope, who has tweeted out, this is no surprise to me. Anyone who's paying any attention knew this was coming. Okay. You know, I mean,
well, he also talked about how Michigan was going to beat Ohio State.
Yeah, no,
by about
I know.
50 points.
Best defense. Yeah, great defense. It would limit Ohio State. But honestly, some writers that I really respect covering the game say that this is not unexpected. The health has been a problem for him most of the year. So he's not leaving to coach an NFL team. He's stepping aside to get his health together. I mean, Lord knows if he's going to be back. I mean, when he had the chest pains and left Florida, we thought that was it. And you remember he worked for ESPN for a season or two and then jumped right back in the game.
For a season, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he may not be done with college football, but he is done with Ohio State.
It's because I immediately thought, without knowing anything about his health, I'm like, oh, well, there's somebody who's probably going to be going after that Green Bay coaching position.
No, that's not the
case. He can't do that. Yeah, he can't do that this upcoming season.
Now,
I wouldn't be surprised if he coaches again. Because part of it, they're saying, is to be with his family, correct?
That's not mentioned here. It's okay. More along the lines of he's got the health issues he has to work through.
All right. Well, there you have it. Urban Meyer, and it will be interesting. Hopefully, all the recruits decommit.
Yeah, actually, it's part of the story on Pete Thamel wrote in Yahoo Sports. They have about 15 verbal commits, but nothing too spectacular. Apparently, a lot of the top recruits are waiting to see how Urban Meyer played this out. I mean, the health was apparently an issue, and nobody committed until they figured out what Urban Meyer is going to do. So the school apparently wanted to be as transparent as they possibly could to all the recruits, so they're making the move now instead of later in the recruiting process, and then the recruits can decide.
I mean, I wonder if Urban Meyer will get a recliner as part of his retirement.
Yeah, so he said, leave the gun, take the recliners.
My favorite was every time a bell rings, Mark Jabelli gets a recliner.
Somebody put in quotes, my meatballs are better, and it's a picture of that dude from Goodfellas who's hung up in the meat locker found dead.
I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners.
Yeah, of course you do.
That's the next guy to explore it. Next year.
Find Anthony the Sock Maven?
Yeah.
The Sock Baron of the North End.
Yeah, you'll notice I have my special area here in my bureau. Look at all these socks, okay? There's Argyle socks. There's a nice pair of tan socks. I mean, feel them, they're cashmere.
Just the fact that Mark said, I got to get my nice socks. I don't have nice enough socks. Where's Anthony? Where's Anthony the Sock Maven?
Anthony, please, it's an emergency.
Would you ever borrow anybody else's socks?
No.
Okay, well, I was getting to listen to you, man. You look nice.
Anthony, I'm in a panic.
All right, it's going to cost you.
By the way, I know that you never wanted to see what he looked like.
Yeah.
Well, I was sent a bunch of pictures, and I didn't open them until this morning because I thought that they weren't going to show him in the photos, but I saw it, and it doesn't ruin a thing. Not a thing.
Well, he gave a lot of clues.
Yeah, I mean, you could pretty much guess. There was like one detail that I had off, but I mean,
I know he has a beard. I know that, and if he compared himself to Bird, he must have must be completely bald.
And to be quite honest, it actually helps a little bit. Like, I mean, just see what he wore.
I mean, for me, should I look all out?
I'm going to leave it up to you. I'll leave it up to you.
No, but I trust you. I mean, because the way this show works is generally, Rich is very, very good at producing and getting the audio and stuff, and I listen to it for the first time and react to it.
Yeah.
So in your opinion, should I look at a picture of Mark Jabelli?
I have to be honest, it made it even funnier.
It did?
Yeah, it did.
All right, let me see.
But I don't know if I want the listeners to see it.
No. The listeners can see it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Fred, you're going to love this. Watch this. Take a look. Show it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes it 100 times better.
I didn't realize the sheer size of the man.
Big individual.
Yep. Oh, my God. And he's got a scarf on.
Oh, yeah. He's
I'm dressed to the nines.
Kelly's roast beef.
He looks like if someone shaved Santa.
He does. He does look a lot like Santa, doesn't he?
Look at him in that recliner. He's having the time of his life.
Do I keep my pants on or do I take them off? I get home.
Keep your pants on.
Yeah. I mean, no misgivings, Fred.
He's the best.
No. That was good. It's better than I thought.
And that's what it was when I saw it, because I accidentally saw it and I was just like, wow, this makes it even so much better.
No, I don't want to meet him.
Okay.
No, I really don't, because we've seen this before. Is that... Then you get to know him like as a guy.
I have to be honest, I love this guy, and it was even before we had him on the show, because when Nick was going through his thing, you know, we talked on the phone a couple times. And by the way, this guy is just as big a heart when you talk to him in person. I mean, just hanging out with, you know, the whole time he was spending with Nick.
Oh,
I mean,
don't doubt
he was getting like choked up about, you know, his son, but then he would start laughing.
I don't doubt that this. I mean, I know this is this guy's
personality. No, I'm not saying because you doubt it, but it's like you can't. It's like he's so real that there's like no way, I think, by you meeting him that it would change anything.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to take that chance.
Okay. Oh, no, that's fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I looked at the picture of him. I am indeed. All right. We will return. We're going to talk to Jake DeBrus coming up at 9:20.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, the Sports Hub.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, there was an incident involving the LA Clippers.
Yeah, this is something that it was handled by everyone just completely wrong. So if by any chance you have the NBA package and you're watching the Clippers game the other day, then you might have tuned in time to see this happen.
Long rebound. Dallas had it. Will they get it back? Barnes, Beverly on the floor looking for a jump ball. Beverly's jumped on players tonight. Now they jump on Beverly.
Yeah, what goes around comes around.
Did his tooth stand? Oh, wow. He just threw the ball at Don Nobler. Patrick Beverly just threw the ball at Don Nobler.
Which is not very nice.
No.
Well, he's going to get a technical for something.
Does Nobler have the power to issue a tech?
he's going to laugh it off. That's for
sure. It depends on the official.
And Don did not drop his clapper. No. Really great work there.
I thought he was going to put a shot up personally.
Okay, so what happens is Patrick Beverly, at the end of this play, walks over to behind the basket, and right in the front row, there's this guy who's got sunglasses on and cool long silver hair. And I guess they all know who he is.
He's a ticket holder who dresses, you know,
eccentric.
Outrageously. That's how they know.
Oh, he's the guy with the hat?
Yeah, he wears a crazy hat, Don Nobler. And I don't know where he got his money from. Is like a real estate thing or something like that? I tried to look it up, but I couldn't specifically find why Don Nobler's a guy. So Patrick Beverly, he doesn't even throw it hard at the guy. He just kind of like bounce passes it to him. But the guy catches the ball, kind of laughs about it. And Patrick Beverly looks pissed, so the refs eject him from the game. So afterwards, they go talk to Patrick Beverly, and he says, yeah, this guy kept saying over and over again, F your mother, go F your mother. And so you can disrespect me, you can disrespect my game, but you start disrespecting my family, what am I going to do? So he didn't even throw a punch. He didn't even like go into the crowds. I mean, we've seen Marcus Smart do that before back in college. He didn't do anything like that. He just went and like threw the ball at him, and now it looks like Patrick Beverly not only got ejected, but he's going to get fined for the incident, which is utterly ridiculous.
They fined Kyrie Irving for just firing a ball into the crowd after that loss. What was it, in Denver?
Yeah, which is, well, but that was, I think, kind of different for a lot of reasons. One, you can't just throw a ball into the crowds, and I know that this is a guy who is a jackass and probably deserved to get punched. As a matter of fact, I think if you're a player, you should have every right to punch a guy who's saying F your mother in front of you.
Well, here's the deal. Is that the end? Well, I got two feelings on this. Is one, like in football, you get fined if you throw a ball into the stands because someone could get hurt. But if you hand it off, you don't get fined. So as far as the NBA is concerned, they can't have people throwing balls into the stands at all.
It was a bounce pass, by the way.
Regardless, they can't. I mean, they can't allow it because there's, you know, the chance of being sued and all that stuff. That being said, is that we live in a culture where there's no repercussions, and it's social media and it's everything else, and it's developed into this thing where people can feel like they can say whatever they want and not have any repercussions. So we live in a society where just, you know, I'll say whatever I want and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you do something about it, I'll complain and then you'll be the one and then I'll be the victim. I'll try hard enough until I'm the victim. And then when I'm the victim, someone's going to see what the attention I'm getting, and then they're going to out-victimize me.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what goes on. People feel like they can do whatever they want.
Well, and it's one of those things, too, where, I mean, you if you're an athlete, listen, you have to have thick skin. And if somebody says you suck, you know, your team sucks, anything like that, you just got to suck it up and take it. Now, what did that guy yell at Durant the other day to have him walk over to him and say, shut the blank up and watch the game? First of all, Durant's a baby, and I don't think it was anything, like, highly personal. I were calling him a cupcake. Yeah. They said, you're soft, you're a cupcake, I think is what they yelled at him. All right, well, that's something you got to take. F your mother.
Yeah, but I don't even know how that's any different than anything else.
Well, I mean, if you start, like, is a line of something.
Yeah, but I don't think that's it. Like, if you say something personal about something, F your mother is just like a turn of phrase. Like, whenever someone says, like, you've invoked my mother's name, well, I mean, he just said, I mean, he didn't, it's just something he said. Like, if he found out something personal about the guy's mother and started saying all of it, that I could understand more. I think that if you're an NBA player, that's innocuous enough. Like, if I got sent that on social media, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, it's different. But if someone said that to your face, it's a little different.
But it's not to my face. It's some guy in the stands.
Well, he said it when he was standing right next to
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I understand that. But F your mother is no different than telling me to F off.
And by the way, he didn't punch the guy. You know, he bounced the ball to him.
But the NBA can't have the people throwing the ball in the stands because of liability issues.
I think he got screwed in that case. In that case, it's like, man, you know, at some point, you can't be a jackass in someone's face and there be no accountability.
I know, but where's that line? And it can't be if someone says the word mother.
I think if it's personal about you, it's fine. Okay. I think it's fine.
But F your mother is personal about you.
It's about family.
Oh, please. What are you, in the mob? I mean, F your mother, who cares? I mean, I wouldn't say it to Anthony Tucson.
Listen, I mean, the man's got connections, all right?
Yeah, because that is something that's annoying to me, is that, like, if someone knew something about your mom and was taking shots on that personal thing about your mom, that's one thing. But the whole attitude is like, my mother's a saint, and it's just like anything else.
That's also somebody who's really bad at heckling.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing better than being behind someone who's like a great heckler, who like knows how to like insult somebody, but also knows that it's so ridiculous that you can't help but laugh.
Yeah, it's funny for about 5 minutes, and then you just want everyone to shut up.
Well, there was one guy who sat in front of me it's funny, it was a Mavericks game, and he kept yelling at Mark Cuban, and in the first, like, 10 minutes, it was really funny. It was like, Mark Cuban, get a haircut, Mark! Billionaire's haircut! And at first, I'm like, all right, this guy's being obnoxious. After one quarter, I'm like, all right, F this guy.
Yeah, just shut up. You don't want anyone yelling for an hour. Yeah, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.